Moving to a new country can be a challenge. Living in that new country, even after many, many years, can remain a challenge. And what happens when you're alienated from your family and you're all alone? These issues lie at the heart of Let There Be Love by Kwame Kwe Arma and directed by Maria Malief, now at ACT's Geary Theater through May 3rd. Carrie Perloff, Artistic Director of ACT.
This is a play about a very feisty and cantankerous man from Grenada, actually, like Kwame Kwe Arma, who wrote it, who lives in a house in London. He's quite ill, and he needs a caregiver. And his daughter, who's very alienated from him and kind of gay woman and complicated, she hires a young Polish woman to be the caregiver, which is a recipe for absolute disaster.
The title, Let There Be Love, refers to one of the songs that allows Alfred, the elderly immigrant, and Maria, the young Polish caregiver, to bond. Written in 1940 and recorded by Nat King Cole, this song and others allows the two strangers in a strange land to come together in a way that Alfred never could with his own daughters.
It's a story about immigration and change and alienation when one leaves one's home and final assimilation into another culture. It's quite a complicated character-driven play about those issues and also about, you know, getting older and losing your own agency and how hard that is.
Though set in London, where Kwame Kwe Arma has developed a reputation as a major playwright with several works at the Old Vic in the National Theater, the play is anchored by Bay Area actor Carl Lumbly as Alfred, matched by Greta Wohlrabe as the Polish woman Maria, and Donetta Lavinia Grays as Alfred's angry daughter Gemma. There's a special shout-out for the set. Though the time is the present, most of the items in the apartment are 30 or 40 years old. It's a room that's comfortable to Alfred, but very stale to pretty much everyone else, and it's perfect. The play, though, suffers from its own staleness. Despite the performances, the themes, and dialogue, the story itself feels as if we've seen it before. We know Alfred and Maria will bond. We know there'll be some kind of reconciliation with the daughter. We know there will be some tears shed toward the end. The surprises come in the performances, not in the story arc. But those performances make up for the shortcomings, which is the reason to see the show. Let There Be Love can be seen at the Geary Theater in San Francisco through this coming weekend. For more information, you can go to the website, act-sf.org. I'm Richard Walensky on Bay Area Theater for Upfront.